Hi guys, I hope you're having a beautiful day so far, and if not, things are about to change. You know why? Because we decide when things are to change. And the way that things change is through our perception, what's going on in our mind. That is what makes our reality. And of course, we have to gather some knowledge along the way, because without it, it's just going to make things more confusing. So the subject, what I thought about talking about, was taking chances, but I think I'm going to save that one for next time. I sat, I grounded myself, and I just asked Source. I said, what would you like me to tell people today? What do I teach them today? And I heard, tell them about love. What is love? Does it exist anymore? Okay. So, and don't make me laugh, because the characters that I have come across is absolutely unbelievable. But really what that's telling me is that these people have absolutely no idea what love is. Love to most people is chaos, is screaming, is yelling, is crying. For whatever reason, that negative attention to most people is thinking that they are loved or they are loving another person. And that is the furthest thing away from love. Love is supposed to be something that is easy. Why do we have this desire to suffer and make things hard for ourselves? Love is easy. So let's start there. Love is easy. Okay? Love doesn't feel like a tornado. Love does not. And when I say, you know, of course we're going to love people that we lose, they pass away to the next realm and so on and so forth. And of course it could hurt. But I'm talking about exchanges of love between two people. That exchange is supposed to be as simple as when you're buying a soda from the store. You get the soda, you give the money, you walk out, you drink the soda. Love. Love is easy. So let's start with this. The more that you learn about love, the more you're going to be able to identify love. So you're not going to get confused when you think it's love, but it's really, you're dealing with someone who actually fucking hates you, okay? So the important thing is learning what love is so that we can identify love in another person and know that we're not wasting our time and we're not setting ourselves up for an experience of destruction, true destruction, okay? So the first part about love is loving yourself, okay? So the way that you can start asking yourself, do I love myself? Do I like myself? Is going to be through your words, your actions, the amount of respect you have for yourself. So the first thing, what do you tell yourself in your mind? What are the constant things that you're saying about yourself? When you listen to about you, are you saying negative things? Or are you saying encouraging things? Love is building, is encouragement, is understanding, is kind, is gentle. So anything that should be going on in your mind about yourself should be uplifting. I am beautiful. I am capable. I am smart. I am able to do anything I put my mind to. I am able to receive love. So you need to start listening to the words. Now, and somebody just popped in my head. I know somebody that had a stutter when they were younger, and it's been gone for so long. But because of the trauma of having it and they were being made fun of in school and so on and so forth, they have this never-ending thought about it. So they're like, oh my God, what if I stutter? What if I stutter? What if I stutter? And then when they go, they're scared to order something on the phone or when they go to the drive-thru, because they're constantly thinking about this thought about when they did, and then what happens? They end up stuttering. I stutter sometimes when I'm speaking faster than the words can come out. But when you're bashing yourself and beating yourself up about something from a past time, it's going to resurface. You're going to create it to happen. So why do we hold on to this baggage? Why do we hold on to these things about the old us? We're changing every day. You know, I would never in a lifetime start thinking about the me when I was 21 years old. Why would I do that? That's not who I am now. I've learned so much. I've grown. I would take different actions in different situations. So what are we saying about ourselves? That is so important. And see, this is the reason that, and I never understood that saying, you need to love yourself before you could love someone else. Well, now that I'm actually breaking it down, you do. Because if you're not saying those kind things to yourself, when the next person that you run into degrades you and discourages you, you're just going to think that's normal and that's okay. So you're not going to be able to identify love in another person. Therefore, you're not going to find love. Okay? You could find mimics and pieces that may look like it, but the goal here is to find love or walk alone. Walk alone with your self-love. So what are you saying to yourself? Start shaping it up, dude. Would you fucking talk nasty to your friend like that? And if you would, you need to reconsider. You need to talk kind to yourself and let go of the things that you no longer are. Or know that you have the power to change the things that you do not like about yourself. You have the power. But the first step to getting into that power is speaking kind words of encouragement to yourself. After you have spoke these words of encouragement and you start to believe them and they become part of your dialogue within your mind, you're going to see that your actions start matching up with your words. So now you're doing things that are kinder to yourself. You're telling yourself, I can run a mile. So now you're starting to train yourself to run that mile. You're telling yourself, I could be good at this job. And now you're doing things to get better at the work that you do. I could be a better parent. Okay, now you're reading books about becoming a better parent, having more patience. I could be a better this or that. So now the actions are falling behind the words. Okay, so now you're being kinder to yourself. All right. You're not hurting yourself, self-sabotaging. Let's just say that, you know, something happens, right, where you feel like somebody offended you, right? And now in your head, you're like, what did I do wrong? I'm not good enough. They don't like me. I'm this or that. Instead, you say, well, I guess that person wasn't for me because they're not complimenting my life and bringing me more joy, and I deserve to be happy. And so now the action, instead of going and drinking yourself to an oblivion or popping drugs to feel better, instead what you do by action is you say, I'm going to go get a massage for myself. I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to go get a haircut. Now your actions are becoming different. Let me tell you something. I'd never be able to have this conversation with you if I wasn't every fucking where. All right. I used to talk so fucking bad to myself, and then people would confirm it, and my action was self-sabotage. Drink my fucking face off. Okay. I don't even know how I didn't fall on my face half the time. Those days are over, but that would be me. Now, if I was talking nasty to myself and saying, oh, well, you know what you do. You go and now drink yourself to an oblivion. Now I'm bringing myself back to when I was 21 years old. I don't behave like that anymore because I have more respect for myself. And that's the next column. Okay. So we have words of affirmation, encouragement to self. We're treating ourselves better with our actions because we've decided that we respect ourselves more. All right. I'm not going to be the drunk that washes my feelings away with alcohol, because when I wake up in the morning, dude, it hurts even more. Alcohol is a depressant. It makes things worse. Instead, my action in my sad times is I'm going to feel the feelings through, cry it out. Know that I'm not the issue. You know, the person, whatever they did, they have the fucking problem. Okay. And you know what? Now I'm going to go get myself a fucking massage, go to a spa. Maybe I'll even book myself a vacation because I respect myself. I deserve greatness. I deserve good things. Okay. So now you have all these things, right? So now that you have this great foundation of self-love, you are going to be able to identify love coming from another person. And it's going to be in the same list. What is this person telling you? What are their words to you? Are they words of encouragement? Are there words of discouragement? Are they nasty? Are they kind? What are this person's words to you? Now, mind you that sometimes these sneaky motherfuckers, okay, sometimes what they will do is they won't say anything to you at all. They won't encourage you and they won't discourage you. So I want you to realize that that is a form of discouragement. Sometimes the silent mouth is a way to defeat you from rising up. So you need to be with someone or identify love through another person by their words to you. If they are not encouraging you and complimenting you, red flag. Okay? Now, after the next one, you need all three of these things. If one of them are missing, it is not love. Do not identify it as love. It could be a trickery. The next one is their actions to you. How are they behaving? Are they doing things to complement your life, to bring you more self-love? The person that loves you wants you to love yourself more. Do not forget that. The person that loves you wants you to love yourself even more. A lot of the time we're going to notice in people, they're actually trying to get you to love yourself less. Pay attention. Okay? The actions that they do, are they complimenting your life? Are they helping you? Are they a helping hand? Now, sometimes you may be with somebody who is their actions are very kind, but they're lacking with their words. Not a good sign. These things, when you're coming from a place of love, it's almost impossible to leave any of these things out. Something isn't right, okay? So their actions, they may be doing nice things for you, but they never give me a compliment. They never encourage me. They don't seem like they want me to be happy without them. They don't seem like they're adding to my self-love. They might paint your car, put tires on your car, give you an oil change for your car, whatever it is that they know that you may, that makes you feel cared for, and just do that. But are they building you up as a person? So the actions are important, but they mean shit without the words. Do not forget that. Now, after the actions, do they respect you? Do they want to hear what you have to say? Do they want to hear about your passions and dreams? Do they treat you kindly in front of other people? Find out, what do they do when you're not around? Do they respect you when you're not around? Respect. Respect. It's a very simple thing. Do they speak highly of you? In front of you? Do you feel respected truly by this person based on their words and actions to you? Okay? That's how you're going to identify love. It's very simple. Now you, how would you love another person? This, I love this part because I'm the best at it because I fucking mean it. That's why. Okay? Words of affirmation, words of praise, words of appreciation. You look gorgeous. Oh my God, you're so fucking hot. You look beautiful. You look great. Okay? You did that amazing. I'm so proud of you. You're going to do an amazing job. Thank you so much for doing that for me. I appreciate it so much. I really do. Why is this so hard? Because of the lack of self-love. You'll be able to know how a person feels about themselves based on how they treat you. So that's why it's important for you to work on your self-love as well. My job when I walk into somebody's life is to make them love themselves 10 times more than they did before they met me. Do you know that? I want someone to love themselves because the more that they love themselves, in return, they're going to love me too, just as good. And I'm not doing it actually to get the love back in return. I literally, from my heart, want people to love themselves. And above all, I want them to be happy. And the way that I want them to be happy is even without me. I want you to enjoy. If you like skiing and I don't, I want you to go fucking ski down the biggest slope and smile. You know what I mean? I want people to be happy. It's not my job to make them happy. I will add compliments of happiness into their life. You know, I will add greatness to their life by giving them my love and showing them what love is about and how to love themselves, you know. But I'm not going to be, I want them to be happy with or without me, because what happens if I die? Then that person that I love's joy and all of that goes away for them? That's not fair. When you truly love somebody, you want them to be happy even if you are not in the picture. And this is the way that people never forget you. If you want to be that person that's never forgotten, these are the things you bring to the table. So that even if in the end they were a liar, a cheat, they fucked you over, they have to live with that loss. And that is major, because this love, unfortunately, is not easy to find because people are unaware of what it is. So, words of affirmation. So what are you saying to the person? Okay. And the more that you get good at this, the more you'll be able to see if they're filling the cup up evenly, if they're filling your cup up. And if you notice that you're, you know, doing all these kind gestures in building this person up, but yet you're not feeling it back, red flag. Then you know something's right. They might be envious of you, jealousy. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Meanwhile, it's so scary to see the levels of intelligence, emotional intelligence, because if I ever met somebody that was trying to make me love me more, I would be so thrilled and I would respect it so much that I would never, ever allow it to leave my side. Scary, scary. So don't be that person, okay? Next part, actions. So actions can be as simple as going and buying somebody a fucking cup of coffee, you know, get up in the morning, make them breakfast, buy them a cup of coffee. They talked about this thing that they want from the store. You show up with it, you know, doing things that are just plain nice, man. You know what? I noticed the guy's fucking sneakers are falling apart. Boom. He goes in his closet. There's brand new sneakers there. I surprised him with them. You know, hey, honey, you know what? I decided I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight. Why? There is no reason why. I just love you. You know, I made you a nice dinner. You know, actions. Don't be fucking lazy. But be true. Don't do anything that doesn't feel right either. You know, of course, when we're meeting people, we have to tread lightly and give slowly, because you have to make sure that they're filling up your cup back. Because then you'll end up in a situation, God forbid, you meet somebody who's a user. You know, or who's stingy, who's not going to give you back the same way. So that's why I do nice things and gradually work your way up and always pay attention. Is this person making me love myself more, or are they making me love myself less? That's a fucking simple statement that should be with you at all times, everywhere you go. And that is going to, that actually helped me. That's a perfect statement, dude. Wow. See, this is why. So, actions. And now respect. How do you talk about this person behind their back? What do you do behind their back? How do you look at them? Do you truly look at them with respect? Are you loyal? Are you honest? Respect and honesty are one fucking entity. All right. Are you honest? Because if you're honest, that's respecting a person. If you're loyal, that's respecting a person. And also another thing I want to say about respect for self. Oh, I did mention that. What you do to yourself behind closed doors definitely is an indicator whether or not you respect yourself. So like I said, if you're somebody who, you know, you're acting a certain way in front of everybody, but you're so upset and you can't deal with your feelings that you take it out on yourself and you're disrespectful to yourself in private, meaning you self-sabotage, you do drugs, you talk yourself down, you know, it could go really crazy and deep, you know. How do you treat yourself when nobody's looking? Do you respect yourself? You understand? I mean, I know people that behind a closed door, they shoot up. They shoot up drugs. Is that respecting yourself? No, that's not. And you're not going to respect anybody else. So you know, it's just black and white, you know, and I'm speaking about this with passion. That's why I'm cursing. That's why I might sound very firm, because this is the fucking reality. This is it. It is just so simple. Okay. It's simple. And that's the thing. We have this mirage that love is not simple. Well, no, it's not simple when you have labeled it, when we think love is one thing, but we act on it differently and we have labeled it into chaos somehow. Love is not chaotic. Love is easy. Okay? So do you respect that person when they're not looking? Okay? And above all, okay, when you are loving somebody else, you need to be paying attention to your feelings. Like I said, is this person making me love myself more? Do I feel good looking with them? Do I feel powerful? Are they making me stronger? Are they making me better? You know, and what does my stomach say about this person? Am I like, I want to love them, but I don't know if I can. Something's holding me back. Pay attention to your feelings, because your feelings are everything. You know, your feelings are your guide, you know. And I'm not talking about lust eyes. I'm not talking about having lust. You know, yeah, oh my God, that person's attractive and woo-hoo-hoo. No. Shut that down. Shut off the fucking, all right. You know they're attractive because you wouldn't have even started this. Now shut that down. Shut it off and now fucking look at this person. Look right through the skin. Right through that fucking skin. What's inside? What's inside? Okay? Just like a fucking car. It might look great. Gorgeous. Oh my God, look at this fucking car. I want it. You get in it, try to start it. Thing's empty, has no engine. No, nothing. No, not one, it's just a shell. Do you want a fucking shell? Or do you want the whole thing? You know? And this is the simple thing. This is a simple structure. If you keep this structure, okay, you are going to be able to identify, and this could work for new friends, okay? This could work for family members. This is obviously for somebody you'd like to be with intimately. This is the foundation. Is this person making me love myself more? Am I making them love themselves more? If two people go into a fucking relationship saying, "Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. My job is to make you love yourself more." And that other person goes, "Nice to meet you. I'm here to make you love yourself more." Could you imagine how many relationships would be amazing and work? How many people would live and be together for always? Because that's the job. Everybody's crazy that they're thinking, let's get into a relationship and see who could bust each other down harder and faster. It's incredible to me. Absolutely incredible. And you never want to build people up by breaking them down. That's fucking a joke. All you want to do is keep affirming them, praising them, loving them, and being kind to them and being sincere, having truly good intent. You have one shred of bad intent and it's going to collapse. It's going to collapse and vice versa. You know, people will naturally build up when you are coming from a good intent. And remember that for yourself. You will naturally build up when people are coming from a good intent. I mean, I know I was with somebody recently. He's purely a fucking devil, you know, and, I'm watching this person become better. I'm watching them start to look better, okay? Start to become more attractive, okay? I'm watching them carry themselves better. And this was all from just loving them and being kind and saying words of affirmation and doing things through actions like we talked about. Coming because I had good intent, right? I'm feeling myself getting weaker and more confused and feeling less than and feeling feelings of not worthy. And this is because their intent was not good. you know? Then you got to slap yourself. See, like, I have all this advice to give. I'm human too. I got to be on guard. You got to be paying attention. And the reason that I'm having this conversation is because of that relationship. Look at all the shit that I decided that I'm going to learn, that I learned from it. You know, I learned amazing things. So when you are go into something with good intent, you will always leave having gained something. When somebody goes into a relationship with bad intent, they're going to lose something. That guy's probably in a ditch crying right now. You know, and here I am helping people because that's what I want to do. That's my intent. And I'm trying to help you, but I've helped myself. I mean, I would never deny what I just spoke to you about. I'm going to pay very close attention to the way that I feel and what's happening before my eyes. See, now I was tricked because, you know, the words were nothing. There were zero words, but kind acts were being done. That's to pull a sheet over your fucking head. I don't really understand why. It makes sense though, because if like this person was gathering up all my compliments and my love, and he was getting, his ego was rising because he has such low self-esteem apparently, right? And no self-love. But so mine was like, I was like watering the plant, but my cup wasn't being refilled back. And when they see that, these people with bad intent, it actually makes them feel even better to see them shrinking someone. And that's fucked up, you know? But let me tell you, what they don't know is that when you leave, they shrink back to the little prune that they wanted you to become. Because that's how they felt the whole time. They forgot about how much they can't stand themselves and how much they needed you to feel good. I don't want to be part of that. All right. I want to make you feel good and you make me feel good, you know? So keep your eyes open, but above all, you have to start with loving yourself, or you're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy that just got dumped. That's probably in fetal position crying right now. You're going to be him. So you better fucking start loving yourself today, dude. And in return, you're going to love others. You're going to be able to identify love, and you're going to just be living a happier life. And what's even cooler about this is you don't even care to have anyone. When you have this love and this connection with self, you don't give a fuck. You don't need anybody. I fucking went out the other night all by myself down to the city, going out on my own, right? Thank God I had a friend that wanted to come. Great. I had my company. I had a great fucking time. But the intent was, well, I'll just go out by myself, because you have you. You feel confident with you. You have love within yourself. And above all, you trust yourself. So after you're loving yourself this way, you're going to get an unbelievable trust in yourself. And I had it the whole time. In the relationship, not the whole time, what it led me up to having the trust, but I had the inclinations that things weren't correct. I knew it, man, but I just, you have to get to a point where you have to sometimes get to the breaking point, your own breaking point, where you break yourself to rebuild yourself. But do not let any other people break you down. Okay, we're allowed to break ourselves down to build ourselves up. And I don't mean in an abusive way. I mean just getting to a point where you're fucking done suffering. Where you're like, you know what? I can't fucking feel this way anymore. And I can't deny the fact that I feel this way. And so now what happens? You start going back up. There's always an ending to suffering. It's just you get to choose where that ending is. You know? There's never an ending to rising up. And that's what's really cool about the whole thing, you know? But you just have to be smart. Pay attention to what the fuck's going on, you know? And know that we're here to have a good experience, you know? And these weeds come in, but guess what? They make you the fucking rose that you're meant to be, you know? Even though that was your plan for them the whole time. But whatever, stay the weed that you wanted to stay. No problem. Get the fuck away from me, okay? I just bought fucking whatever that stuff's called, the weed killer, dude. Sprayed it all over. Get away, all right? So be kind to yourself and love yourself, because loving you is your power. It's going to give you the insight you need and the perception to see the truth. You always want to see in truth. I hope this helped. You know I love you, and I want you to love you, and I want you to meet somebody who wants you to love yourself more, and I want you to be that person that helps another love themselves more. That's the job here. If you want to be in a relationship, that should be, you know what, that's what I'm going to say for now on. That's what I'm going to fucking say for now on when I meet somebody. Oh, well, I'm going to say, what's your intent? And they're going to ask me my intent. My job is to make you love me. You make you love you more. Wow. And people feel threatened by that. They feel threatened by you loving yourself. That ain't the guy. That ain't the guy or the girl you want around you. Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not. You know? The more you make someone love themselves, you're just gonna get good things for you. It's just gonna bring good, no matter what. All right, I hope that this helped you, and I hope that you have a beautiful day, and I hope that you get to experience true love in your lifetime.